So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling, and then starting to settle in. And now we're going to do 3 deep breaths, and we're going to retain each breath and then and exhale very slowly. So go ahead and inhale very, very deeply. Retain the breath. Exhale, really extend the exhale. Now inhale very, very deeply, then retain the breath below the navel. Start exhaling. Extend the exhale. Now inhale very deeply. Retain the breath below the navel. Exhale. Okay, good. So we'll do a brief body scan. So feeling the feet, legs, and hips. And now feeling the torso, the abdomen, chest, shoulders, arms, and hands. And now feeling the head, neck, and face. And now take a deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. Now exhale, feeling the whole body exhale. And there's this deep kind of relaxation and letting go that happens on the out breath. Now feeling very settled at this point. Okay, good. Now, let's figure out what schema, what kind of negative emotional belief we want to work through today. So reflect over the last week. What is a a pattern that came up for you that you would like to work through. This is likely something that's kind of kept coming up during your life. There's, if you were to look at it kind of from a more objective place, there would be this kind of clear distortion. Let's go ahead and bring that up. Okay. So now I'm going to give you these sentence stems. So when you're fully in the schema, just naively believing the schema, how are you? What are you like? What are the thoughts that you believe about yourself? And you want to answer this in a really naive, kind of unsophisticated, childlike way. And how is it that the world seems? What's the world like, or what are others like when you're totally believing the schema? Again, answer in a very naive way. And really allow yourself to have a full experience of the schema, bringing it into awareness, feeling it in the body, and staying unguarded. Okay, so you now know what you are like, you know what the world is like, or what others are like. So now, from the schema, from this naive place of the schema, what must you do? So you are this way, the world is this other way, and so you need to respond this other way. And again, answer in a very kind of naive, unsophisticated way. This, incidentally, is the mode, the schema mode. See all of this very clearly, just as it is. And also have a sense of bravery when you're looking at all this, because we know we'll be able to work through it. Okay, good. So now, see if you can, or go ahead and float back to childhood. So imagine yourself on a timeline floating back to childhood. It's also fine if you find some other scene from another time in life other than childhood. But find a scene where this learning was reinforced, where you learned this lesson. Now go ahead and develop the scene. Where are you? Who are you with? What did it feel like? And notice how this learning was reinforced. likely all this feels pretty bad. And that's okay. We're going to work through it. And so now have your imaginal parents come into the scene. And they remove you from the scene. And they receive you and respond to you in just the right way to help you move through this. Firstly, they really get it. They really understand what this is like. And they also know that this is not your fault. This is just some conditioning that you received. They know that you're going to work through it just fine. And there's this quality of patience, attentiveness, and confidence in you. So just keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Keep shaping and reshaping the scene in such a way to really get your needs met. Also noticing how your experience is completely understood, completely seen. And because you're understood, these imaginal parents can really meet your needs. And so they do that now. Elaborate that scene now. Keep going. They see how this has been difficult. They also know it's not your fault. and they have this clear sense you're going to move through this beautifully. It just might take a little bit of work. That's all. The path ahead is very clear. And also being creative here. What does it look like for you to fully move through this? What's the experience that you need to completely, kind of in a sense, invalidate or get an emotionally corrective experience? So go ahead and develop the scene according to that, trusting in your own creativity. Okay, good. Now, have you and the ideal parents go back to the scene where this negative conditioning was learned? And now you and these imaginal parents will take a corrective action. It can be that the situation never happened, or you can confront the person that maybe treated you poorly, or if there was a loss, that loss never happens. So go back to the original scene and take this corrective action. And what's clear is you are very competent, very able to correct it. And then also your imaginal parents are there completely supporting you. Like so confident in you, and then that they also take action. Go ahead and develop that scene now. Maybe this other party that hurt you apologizes, acknowledges, but you decide that. And how the imaginal parents really support you, attune to you. They might need to soothe you, going back and doing this confrontation piece or this correction piece might bring up another wave of sadness? And if so, they know how to support you in that just right. And now see how, at this point, you've really had this old schema disconfirmed. There's this kind of juxtaposition. You've had this experience that was corrective. And now see if you can feel into the old schema as it was. Imagine it once more, the old negative schema. And now bring up the new positive schema and see if you can hold both in mind at the same time. You probably can't. And now just reinforce the new positive learning, the new schema once again. Really reinforce it. See how it's so clear you're gonna get the response from the world that you always wanted. See how now this is your expectation of life. And now imagine your life going forward into your real adult life and see it all play out according to this new positive schema. It's so clear you have the impact on the world that you want and you get the responses that you want. You're seen, you're known, you're appreciated. Really take this in and see this clearly. That's right. So now we'll wrap up the meditation and just about 30 seconds, but before we do, reflect back. What was this like? What did you learn? Reinforce all those lessons. Okay, good. Now let all that go. Put the attention on the rising and falling of the abdomen, keeping the eyes closed. Now open the eyes halfway, but then keep the attention on the rising and falling. And now release that, opening the eyes entirely.